Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking with the newly minted president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, Mary Beth Seawald, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Mary Beth Seawald in a new role, 2 months and 10 days in, as president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. For those that are not familiar with Mary Beth, she was a longtime broadcaster at both ends of Nevada, and then spent the last few years as the head of the Nevada Broadcasters Association. So congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you, Sam. I really appreciate that.
So what do you think so far? I mean, this is a pretty big role for you.
It's a huge honor for me to be serving in this capacity at the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. You know, the chamber has a long legacy of advocating on behalf of businesses in Las Vegas and even in the entire state, from the large businesses to the smallest mom and pops. And so I couldn't be more thrilled and honored to be able to have this role.
And so many diverse interests, members of the chamber.
There are so many, and in Las Vegas, it's even more diverse than you might imagine. I mean, we have everybody from the smallest, youngest millennial entrepreneurs up to the big sports team, the Raiders, are members of the chamber. And of course, we have everybody in between, small, medium, and large businesses. And the chamber has done a terrific job of advocating on behalf of all of those businesses from Carson City to Washington, D.C.
And, you know, what an exciting time. I mean, there's around $16 billion worth of projects that are already essentially paid for that are in the pipeline. You know, everything from the Raiders Stadium, the Convention Center expansion, the Genting project with Resorts World, the two wind projects that are now coming online. I mean, it's just a phenomenal time to be in this position.
It is such an exciting time. And I think there's an old saying that I think maybe you and I both are familiar with. It's when you catch lightning in a bottle. And I think Las Vegas has definitely caught lightning in a bottle with the $16 billion, as you mentioned, in projects that are coming up, all the sporting teams that are coming here, the expansion of the projects. The economy is doing great. Our businesses are doing really well. They're very successful. And we've been even seeing a lot more success with some of our members who have joined the chamber even recently. And we're going to be starting a small business project that is going to be very exciting, that will provide even more resources to our local and our small businesses especially.
The Las Vegas Valley population is a little bit under 2 million right now. And I was visiting with John Entsminger, the head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority. And he said in their essentially 50-year plan, it's now 3.5 million people. So, I mean, the growth potential in the next decade is just stunning.
It is. The growth potential here, it really kind of boggles the mind when you think about it. But if you look at our history and the way we have facilitated that growth here, even at the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, you can see where we are poised. We are perfectly poised to move forward in the coming months and years and decades even.
You got to spend time with Gary Kelly of Southwest Airlines, a major purveyor to both McCarran and the Reno Tahoe Airport.
Yeah, you know, Southwest Airlines has been a great partner to the entire state. I know in the north they are, and certainly here in the south. And Gary was very vocal about his continuing commitment to the communities here in Las Vegas, and was very vocal and articulate about their role in the 1 October shooting here and the things that they were able to do to be good community partners and to really help the citizens of Las Vegas. And we really appreciate that.
Yeah, they provided a lot of flights free of charge for the victims and their families.
They did. And, you know, that kind of commitment to people goes all the way back to Herb Kelleher, who was the founder and CEO of Southwest Airlines at one time. And they continue that tradition at Southwest. And we're lucky here in Nevada and Las Vegas to be a recipient of that partnership.
I have to say, you're reminding me of Herb Kelleher being in Reno at some chamber lunches. And what a character. He's just one of the great characters of all time. Always with a cocktail.
And a cigarette.
And a cigarette.
Yeah, you know, Herb Kelleher is, I'm fortunate to call him a friend. And I've learned so much from him and that philosophy. And I've been able to bring a lot of those philosophies here to the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. You know, we care about people. We care about our communities. We care about our employees. And our employees and our members come first here.
You know, obviously a lot of work goes on between the chamber and DC. And over the last couple of years, you've been incorporating the Reno Chamber and Reno government entities, RTC, et cetera. Are you going to continue that?
Absolutely. You know, the more we can do things that really promote growth for the entire state, I think the better off every city will be as well. It's not just about Las Vegas, or it's not just about Reno or the rurals or what have you. I think if we all come together and really, you know, work together for the betterment of the economy in the state, we can drive a lot more political issues here as well. And you mentioned these partnerships. We do enjoy several partnerships with RTC, Reno, and so forth. In October, the Las Vegas Metro Chamber has our Washington, D.C. fly-in, the 7th through the 12th, and the Reno Chamber attends, and RTC attends, and we bring together community leaders from all over the state and elected officials as well.
So. And other associations like Retail Association and others.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So many of the associations join us, mining and different ones. So we're really fortunate to be a driver in bringing that Nevada delegation to Washington, D.C., because we feel like that gives us an even larger voice.
I was visiting with UNLV the other day, and they're in the process of bringing or attempting to bring in much more manufacturing. It's like Nevada has been discovered again in terms of manufacturing. And even though it's high-tech manufacturing versus, you know, heavy employment manufacturing, but that's still a great business as we try to diversify the state.
Oh, it is. And you know, Nevada is known for its diversification. I know that we in Southern Nevada have gaming as one of our huge industries here. But as the state grows and we have more technical, more mechanical, everything that you can imagine. It's partly because Las Vegas and Nevada is a great place to live and raise a family and to nurture your family and your friends. So all the more reason why they should be moving here.
Yes, and we need them to move here because with the unemployment rate at 4.1%, every business is trying to hire people. That's the number one advertising category in Northern Nevada and about in Southern Nevada is help wanted ads.
It is. And, you know, that's something that the chamber has taken an issue with as well. We just recently did a morning breakfast called Eggs and Issues, and it was all about workforce development and developing that talent pipeline. And it was really fascinating. And it's just so important because we all unfortunately hear or have said that things like, boy, the talent pool is really shallow. And unfortunately, that's true in some cases. But it all starts with K-12 education and then higher education as well. And then retaining those good quality employees here in the state of Nevada.
You know, it's interesting, and this has come up quite a bit lately, and especially seeing it in Northern Nevada with the giant tech companies. For a long time, people would say that if you don't have the education system in place, you're not going to get businesses to move to Nevada. But actually, it turned out to be the exact opposite. Because of the price of land, cost of energy, lack of regulations versus California, you saw companies like Tesla and Switch either coming to Nevada, growing in Nevada, and now they're going to the universities in K-12 and saying, okay, these are the kind of students, you know, training that we need, and here's what we're prepared to do to help. And I was interviewing Mark Johnson from UNR the other day, the president there, and he's saying that they are thrilled to be able to provide these courses. They still want to have a liberal education as part of a student going to the university, but they definitely see what the need is. So it's kind of a reverse of what we always thought.
Yeah, you know, that is true, Sam. We used to talk about how we could never attract the best companies here because, quote, our education system was so poor. Seemed like we were at the bottom of every good list and the top of every bad list, I guess, as we used to say. But I think that has turned around. And when you see companies like Switch coming in, Tesla, Switch is incredibly involved with our universities all over the state. And they have donated money and equipment and talent and time to our education system, higher ed especially. And I think that's gone miles toward helping us improve our education system here. So you're right.
All right. More with Mary Beth Seewald when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada is a very special place to live. I was born here and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Beth Seewald. She's the newly minted president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. I remember when I was back in D.C. with the chamber about 18 months ago, one of the big issues was I-11, and that's the interstate that is being planned between Phoenix and Las Vegas. What's the updates on that?
Yeah, you know, Sam, did you know that the only two major metropolitan cities in the country that are not connected by an interstate are Las Vegas and Phoenix? And so yesterday, as a matter of fact, just yesterday, a lot of business and community leaders from Nevada and Arizona met in Phoenix at the I-11 project summit. And we spent all day discussing ways to move that project forward. And it not only has implications for the Intermountain West and Las Vegas and Phoenix, but also the entire country. And that's a message we're going to be taking to Washington, D.C. in the coming weeks, too. It's just so important for us economically to grow that diversification, and it could have global implications for us as well.
I know that the intent down the road, if you're pardon the pun, is to go from Deepwater Port in Mexico all the way up into Canada. But what are the implications for going toward the east?
Well, I think there are a lot of implications because the freeway system is such that it already goes east and west in a lot of areas. And so when we build that I-11 corridor, we're looking at the different areas. So some of the corridor could go a little more west and some of it could go a little more east. Those things are still up for decision. But depending on where they go, those could be major connectors for the east-west freeways as well. So it potentially affects the entire country.
So continuing the conversation about I-11, the big question is, when do you think the potential is for funding this thing?
Oh,
I mean, are we looking at something that could be, you know, we've seen the beginnings of it around Boulder City, but the real building, I mean, is it 5 years, 10 years?
That's the big question. It's the million-dollar question, no pun intended. And that's something we talked about yesterday. You know, Vegas has already procured a lot of our funding, and actually parts of phase one are already finished here in Las Vegas and around Boulder City. What we talked about in Phoenix yesterday was, and Phoenix's big issue is, how are they going to procure the rest of their funding? And that's really something that they're driving toward doing. And we had a lot of elected officials there yesterday, both from Nevada and Arizona. Dean Heller was there. Senator Heller was there with a couple of staffers, and then some Arizona elected officials as well. And, you know, they kept reassuring us that they're committed to finding funding because everybody knows how important this really is to Las Vegas, the whole state, and of course, the Intermountain West and the country.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mary Beth Sewell when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Beth Sewell. She's the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. One of the things that's going on with I-11 is it's a different kind of freeway. Explain if you would.
Yeah, it's really exciting, Sam, because it has the potential to be one of the country's first smart freeways. And that really would incorporate a lot of new technology. It would facilitate autonomous vehicles. It would have battery recharging lanes. And it also would incorporate Wi-Fi into the freeway itself.
Really?
Yeah. So it's really exciting, not only, you know, from an economic driver standpoint, you know, because sometimes you think, well, we're just talking about infrastructure and roads, but it's so exciting from a user standpoint that we could actually be driving on a freeway that facilitates all this new technology.
It's going to make me want to move to Las Vegas. let me talk to you about another topic that I found very interesting, which is that the Metro Chamber was having problems with its health insurance because of parts of the mandates of Obamacare, correct?
Yes.
So tell me what the problems were.
Well, when the Affordable Care Act came about, that precluded us from doing our association health plan, which was a plan that we provided to our members that allowed them to provide health care to their employees. So when that went away, that was a major benefit that our members were no longer, we weren't able to provide that anymore. But now there's a light at the tunnel, and the chamber is actively pursuing ways of bringing that back after President Trump signed an executive order making that possible.
All right. So you're in the process of meeting with folks in D.C. to talk about this, because there's potential for Southern Nevada to be, you know, a national leader in this?
Absolutely. Like I said, President Trump signed the executive order, and so now this is a possibility, and it opens the door for us to revisit this. And we'll be going, the chairman of the chamber and I and our government affairs VP will be going to Washington, D.C. to talk with the Department of Labor, the White House, and other folks who are very interested, keenly interested in Las Vegas's ability, the chamber, especially our ability to stand up our facility again and in our infrastructure that we already have in place from the last time we had the insurance program. And so they're really looking at Las Vegas and the chamber especially as being a pilot program for the rest of the country, and also potentially to work with the rest of the state.
Okay, so your plan could actually be activated in Reno, for example.
Possibly. That's a little down the road, but it's definite. It's a definite possibility. We, you know, we just want to serve not only Las Vegas and our members, but all the residents of Nevada. So if there's a way that we can do that, we definitely would be looking into it.
Okay. But the most important thing to me is that for the next visit to D.C., you're going to have Las Vegas night again.
We are going to have Las Vegas night again. Nevada lights up the Capitol. So I can count you in to go.
Yes, tell people what that's all about.
Oh, goodness.
That's only been going on for the last few years.
Yeah, a few years now, but it's grown exponentially just in the last 3 years, I would say. And it's really grown from a small contingent that the chamber has taken to D.C. to last year around 110 people flew to Washington, D.C. on our trip. And we have briefings with, you know, we have policy briefings. We meet with the entire Nevada delegation. And it's really an opportunity for business leaders to get together and not only work among themselves, but to really have a huge voice in Washington, D.C. Among not only Nevada's delegation, but other states as well. So it's really become a priority for the chamber and something that is becoming an extreme benefit for our members and for all of Las Vegas and the state.
Well, for the fact you've only been on the job for 2 months, I think we've done a pretty good job of filling out this show. I can't wait to come back in a few months and we'll have two shows to do.
Well, thank you, Sam. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
We have over a decade of archives of Nevada Newsmakers at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast.